If you got your Bible, turn to the book of Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. I want to begin reading at verse 1, read a few verses, and we'll just try to mind the Lord this morning. It says, the Bible says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. That's what makes a difference. Amen. Prayer works. Amen. He said, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which ye have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, wherefore ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth, as ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord and all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself. By Him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometimes alienated, enemies in your mind by wicked words, yet now hath He reconciled in the body of His flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in His sight. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. I want to preach just a few minutes this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought. Hope more than a cliche. Hope more than a cliche. Brother Charles, that's C-L-I-C-H-E. Amen. Praise God. You say, what is that, preacher? I want to say that's a thought or an expression that sometimes we overuse. Sometimes we take for granted. We just throw it out there. But I want to thank, praise God, as a little old boy, I'm glad my granddaddy, he preached on hope. Amen. Glory be to God, that it was something that you could get a hold of. It was something that would get a hold of you. And it was something, praise God, you could hold on to. I'm glad for hope today. I'm glad we have hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Without hope, we'd be of all men most miserable if we had hope in this world only. But I'm glad, praise God, I got a hope that's out of this world. I've got a hope, praise God, that's going to deliver me a safe on yon shore one day in a little while. I'm looking for I told you all the time, I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upward taker. I'm looking for somebody someday in a little while, my Lord, I pray God to swoop down and take me up, praise God, to be with Him. And the Bible said, so shall you ever be with the Lord. I'm looking for that forever, praise God, in the presence of the Holy One. Amen. What a day that's going to be. I got to thinking about that. Can you imagine the hope that we have, praise God, that's out of this world? I'm talking about a hope where there'll be no sorrow, there'll be no sadness, there'll be no sickness, and there'll be no dying, praise God, one day where we're going. And Paul was telling the Colossians, he said, hey, listen, folks, I know there's some things coming in. I know there's some bad bad advice being given, but praise God, just realize that you have hope, praise God, that you can cling to today. Amen. We're living in a world, and the whole world around us says, you know what? You might as well just give up. There's no change. There's no hope. But I would praise God. I think they're using that hope awful lightly, because the hope we have is a hope from God. And when God makes you a promise, Brother Bill, He'll keep that promise. He'll minister to you. He'll minister to you, praise God, to see souls saved, people born again into the family of God, preparing us for a glorious day of His appearing, when He'll come get us to take it to be with Him where He is. Amen. And until we get there, praise God, He's given us some hope. Amen. He's given us some hope. It's not just a cliche, but it's the real thing, praise God. It has an impact. It has a meaning, praise God. Amen. Hope is real today. People don't like a lot of people say, well, preacher, you know, I just don't have no, there's a lady I talked to just yesterday, to be fair, a matter of fact. And she said, you know what? I have a whole lot of hope. Amen. For others around me. I know what God can do for them. I know what He's able to do. But she said, I have a problem having that same kind of hope for myself. You know why that is? Because we know how frail we are. We know how weak we are. We know how apt to sin we are. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God that overcomes who we are. Amen. I'm glad we have a God today that He had promised to help us in every aspect of our lives. Amen. I'm talking about the God of hope this morning. It's more than just a cliche. It's a real thing, praise God, to have hope in this present world. I remember over the Old Oak Grove Church, and somebody would come to the altar and weep her way to Jesus. They'd get up shouting and praising God, and granddad would wave his handkerchief into heaven. Glory to God. He'd say, glory to God, they got hope, praise God. Amen. I didn't understand that as a kid. But praise God, now I know, because I've got hope, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. God gave me hope, glory to God. Amen. It's not something I know, praise God. It's something that's real in my heart, in my life. And boy, I thank God for that. We have hope. Amen. Paul says, listen, go to Colossians. He said, this hope you have is hope that's before you. Amen. He said, it's present there with you, praise God. Hope that is, praise God, hope that's going to take you to heaven one day. Amen. That's the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. Look at verse 5. Verse 4 says, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, praise God, that's what's going to get you there. That's what will start you on your way, praise God, when we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Without Him, you'll not make it. Without Him, you have no hope. Amen. There's a lot of people say, well, there ain't no hope, praise God. There's a lot of people don't have no Jesus. But praise God, with the Lord Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, praise God, you've got all the hope you need. Amen. Amen. Praise God, deliver you. He said, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the truth of the gospel, praise God. He said, listen, said this hope that you have, praise God, it's yours. It's right before you. It's yours to have. It's yours to be a partaker of, praise God, right now. But Victor, I'm glad I don't have to wait till tomorrow to get hope. I'm glad I don't have to wait till next month or next week or next month or next year to have my hope. I have my hope in Christ Jesus this morning. Amen. Praise God. Listen to me. If you don't have hope, if you've never been saved, you've never been born again, if you've never made preparations for heaven, I will say, praise God, you're going to miss it. I wouldn't miss heaven for nothing. Amen. There's a place for you prepared in heaven. That's our hope this morning. You say, preacher, you believe that? I believe that with every fiber in my being. And Jesus Christ, He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Amen. You say, preacher, who was He talking to? He was talking to me. And He was talking to you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And said, if you'll be prepared for that place, I'm prepared for you. Pray God, one day there'll be a glorious reception. Amen. Because we have hope in Lord Jesus Christ. Our hope is in Him. It's before us. It's to get a hold of. It's to have, praise God, that hope of going to heaven one day in a little while. See, there's part of me that's already there. I'm already registered on the book. Amen. Folks is registered to get in, praise God. Well, then hey, Lord, ain't you glad we're registered in the book? Amen. We're on the roll, praise God. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Amen. Why? Because we're going to all be summoned. Where to role is. Amen. Glory be to God. So we see that call that's given and that hope that's before us. And we see the confidence of the hope that we have. Look at verse 9. He said, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and desire that you might be filled with the knowledge, that you might be filled with knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, realizing, recognizing what God has in store for us." But Scott read this morning, said, Paul said, I'd not have you to be ignorant. God says, I want to inform you, praise God, of the hope that's before you. Amen. Praise God, it's a spectacular thing. Amen. He said that you might walk worthy of the Lord and all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Why do we come to church this morning? To praise the Lord, to worship the Lord, to be fed of God, to receive something from the Lord. We come to worship God. We come to worship Him, and so He'll pour out His blessings, pour out His Word, pour out His goodness to us, so we can take it in the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in. Amen. Amen. So that we can make a difference in the world. So that we can walk circumspectly with Him. He said, strengthened with all might. There are a lot of people today say, well, you know what? They say, I'm just too weak to do it. I'm not able to do nothing for Jesus. Praise God. I want to say that ain't nothing but a lie. The devil, your old flesh, amen, is trying to hinder you. Every one of us, praise God, can be used of the Lord. If we'll just let Him touch us this morning, He'll use us, praise God. He'll strengthen us with His power. He says, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power. So you don't have much power within yourself. We don't have a whole lot of power this morning inside this old flesh. I'd say this morning, my flesh is weak. But I want to say my God is strong. Amen. The one I serve, the one I love, the one that I live for this morning, praise God. He's an almighty God. And there's nothing. Listen, young, it don't matter how young you are, how old you are, praise God. God is your strength if you'll let Him be. He'll help you overcome the obstacle. He'll help you to do that that's right. He'll help you to flee those things that's wrong in your life. Amen. Amen. You say, well, preacher, there's some things I like really enjoy in my life. This old flesh is what really enjoys it. Amen. But God says, I'll give you more joy. Amen. If you'll just trust me, if you'll love me, if you'll let me, praise God, I'll fill you full of joy. I'll give you that peace that passes understanding that you know that you're in the will of God. Tell you what, I'd rather be in the will of God than anything else I know. Amen? I'd rather be in the will of God than anything else I know, praise God. This world has a lot of entertainment. This world has a lot of directions it can pull you. But I'm glad there's a God who loves us, praise the Lord. And if we'll serve Him and follow Him in the knowledge of an almighty God, He'll help us to be strong in these last days we live. You say, preacher, what's the significance of that? Because He'll help us to be strong so that we can finish well this course that we're on. Because when it's all said and done, now listen to me carefully. When it's all said and done and your life is but a vapor and it's gone, amen, it's fleeting, it's only a moment in time as far as the universe of earth is concerned. But praise God, if we live our life for Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, looking for that glorious reward ahead. Amen. That blessed hope that we have, amen, in heaven, glory to God. What a blessing that'll be. So we see the evidence, amen, the evidence of hope this morning. It's that evidence of love for one another that He told us about in verse 4. Seeing we hear, I heard of your faith in Jesus Christ, in Christ Jesus, and the love which you have to all the saints, amen. He said that evidence is that love that we have for each other here in this place, amen. I'm glad we can look at each other and we can smile at each other. We shake each other's hand, praise God. We can tell each other we love you and we mean it. Why? Because that's what God does in us, praise God. That's that evidence of the hope we have. Amen. Praise God. We have it in unity. We have it in oneness. Praise God. We have that strength. Because you say, how do we have that? Because verse 11 said we're looking for that peace. Amen. We have that power from God, that strength from above. Amen. There's something moved into us, praise God, that pushes out all that other stuff. I know you're like me. I used to have a lot of other stuff. And if I ain't careful, that other stuff still try to creep in. And other stuff will overwhelm you. Amen. It'll get you discouraged. It'll get you defeated. If you ain't careful, it'll cause you to quit. But I want to say, praise God, there's a power and a strength that's with God Almighty when we realize the only thing that's going to matter when this life is finished is what we do for Him. Amen. So, preacher, I just don't have the means to do this or do that. Praise God, you've got your body. And you make it an offering of a living sacrifice unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's no telling what God will use you for. Yes, some of you young people, praise God, if you'll commit yourself to God today, right now, this moment, Lord God, say, Lord Jesus, take me, use me. I want to be yours. Praise God, God will use you in a marvelous way. Amen. Amen. Listen, I won't say this. He'll blow your mind how much He'll use you. He'll blow your mind, praise God, how much love He has for you. He'll blow your mind with how much help He has for you. He'll blow your mind with how much hope He has for you. When everything around you is discouraging, praise God, you'll be encouraged in the Lord. Amen. That's that hope that we have. That hope that we have before us, praise God. The qualifications is the power of God moving in our life. That qualifies, they may be partakers of that hope that He gives us. Amen. That hope ahead of us, hope before us, praise God. It's right there. But not only is there a hope before us, but there's a hope beneath us. Amen. That hope, praise God, which is the foundation upon which we build our lives. That hope that's in Christ Jesus, our Lord. A foundation. Amen. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Now I want you to notice something there. That word foundation. It didn't say if the foundations be destroyed. See what's happening. What's happening Paul's day, what's happening today is there's a whole lot of people that's trying to build foundations. We're trying to get a foundation over here and a foundation over there and foundation somewhere else. But I want to say glory be to God this morning. God made it pretty simple when He said, I give you a foundation. See, the foundation of God, praise God, it's singular. Amen. It's singular. There's only one foundation to build upon. And that's Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. He's the only foundation that's safe. He's the only foundation that's sure. He's the only foundation that don't move on you. Amen. Now I can see Paul as he's preaching this to the Colossians. He's preaching this about this foundation. About this assuredness. About this solid place. Amen. And you probably don't know it, but if you know where Colossae was, it's in the edge of Turkey. And part of Turkey is on a great fault line. And they're constantly having tremors. I mean, when the ground just shakes underneath them. Just a constant thing. They say it happens so much that they've become accustomed to it. They just build everything to withstand it, praise God, and just keep on pressing on. But Paul said, listen, said there's a foundation, praise God, that's sure. Amen. There's a foundation that you don't have to worry about, praise God. He said it's steadfast. Amen. A foundation that can't be moved. See, there was some faithful people trying to move our foundations. See, the devil's sly. He won't just take you out of a place and stick you somewhere else. What he'll do is he'll shake you up, praise God, and get you to moving. When you was a kid, you probably had. You remember them little old football games they used to have, and you, probably of you, I'm probably some of the older folks do. Amen. Come on, had a football games and you lined up with one team on one end and one team on the other, and you turned it on, and that thing would vibrate, and them little old football players would move all over that thing. And yeah, praise God, and you had one, praise God, that would have the football, and you sat there, and that thing vibrated, shook. He said, come on, come on, you can do it. Just like they was real people. Amen, just like by shouting, cheering for them, praise God, that you could move them on. You remember those? That's what the devil wants to do, praise. He wants to shake us, praise God, and help us, and try to make us forget where our foundation is. But praise God, I'm glad this morning our foundation is sure in Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. When the world's a shaking, praise God, it don't shake God up. Amen. It don't bother Him. He told him in verse 23, he said, if you continue in the faith grounded and settled. Amen. He said, let me give you an example of one that don't get shook up. Let me give you one, praise God, is steady and steadfast. I like people that's steady. I tell you, the greatest influence I had on my life was my Grandpa Young. I never seen nothing to shake him up in my life. Amen. Praise God. The whole time I knew him, praise God, when things come up, he just stepped up. He dealt with it, praise God. It never bothered him much. I never got to see him get excited about it. But I also know that that same granddaddy was the one who used to sit under that old oak tree and talk about how good his God was, how big he was, praise God. When they went through the depression, he said, we just stayed with God and we didn't know there was a depression on. Amen. Praise God. That's a foundation, praise God, we ought to be building upon today. I was talking to a fella down there this week, last Saturday night. I was trying to figure this thing out. Amen. We went down Pigeon Forge and I didn't know it, but that rod run thing was still going on. Amen. You ain't ever been one, you ain't ever missed nothing. Amen. You go down there, they got a lot of neat old cars when the old Felders was down there. But our Saturday when we got down there, that was the ending part of it. And all we had was a bunch of kids down there with some souped up pickup trucks that were getting a whole lot of tickets. Amen. I mean, they was pulling up. They had a patrolman. They had four guys on motorcycles. And buddy, if you spit on the sidewalk, they'd pull over and write you up. I mean, it was all, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I'm thinking, you know, what's going on there? I said, what is this rod run? I mean, it took us 3 hours to get into town. Amen. People were piling in there by the groves. I mean, every lane you could go through to Pigeon Forge, praise God, towards Gatlinburg, was full of people. Crazy people trying to get in there to find them a park to sit a chair and take up a little piece of real estate. So there 3 hours, praise God, to get from Smoky Mountain Outworth to our hotel room. And so I told Teresa, oh God, we need to go out here and see what this thing's about. Say, hey, got to be something exciting in this. Amen. So we walked around a little while and it got to be 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock and same old thing. People just driving up and down the roads. And finally, I was standing there by an old light pole, and I told Trish, I said, you know what? So I'm going to go here and talk to this fella. There ain't got to be something better than this. I mean, he was pushing on 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock by then. So I went over, I said, buddy, he said, can I ask you a question? He said, yeah. I said, what is? I said, what in the world's going on here? He said, what do you mean? I said, what is a rod run? I said, what are we looking for? He said, oh, said, it's right here. My expectations was crushed. I sat 3 hours in traffic, amen, stood in line, and for this. And I said, this, what is this? He said, oh, said, these cars that's going up and down the road, making laps, showing off their vehicles. I said, I don't see nothing but a few old pickup trucks. He said, son, that's it. Said, them old pickup trucks, these boys have souped them up and modified them. And I think most of them just had a loud exhaust system. Amen. I didn't see them popping wheelies or nothing, but they did make a lot of noise. Amen. But we got to talk. I said, that this may be all right for some people, but I said, it don't help me none. It don't affect my soul none. It don't grow me closer to Jesus none. And praise God, just a minute, he said, are you a preacher? I said, yeah, I'm a preacher of righteousness. Praise God. He said, glory to God, I am too. You know what we did? We had a common hope. We had a common faith. We just got to worshiping God right there on the sidewalk, praise God. And for about 2 hours, we worshiped the Lord. Amen. You can do that anywhere you go, you know. They somebody, praise God. He said, yeah, I said, we just come down here with our family. Try to spend a little time with our loved ones, a place for all of us to go together where it's pretty much clean. Well, it's pretty much clean till the end. And then all the perversion comes out. They kind of start doing the things that they've seen them do down there at Mardi Gras. Amen. They begin to get naked and expose themselves to the world. Praise God. Before all that began to happen, me and that old boy said, well, we're going to go to the hotel. We're going to shut the curtains, praise God, and we're going to take us a rest. Amen. Didn't need none of that, praise God. Because my hope ain't in this world. My hope is in Lord Jesus Christ. My foundation is established, praise God, and I'm glad I can tell it everywhere I go. But I'm glad there's some other folks out there. And you say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying this. For young and old alike, praise God. Just get a foundation, Lord Jesus Christ. Make Him the Lord of your life, praise God. And everything else will work out. He'll work out your life for you. You try to work it out yourself, you will make a mess of it. I guarantee you. But praise God, if you'll let the Lord work in your life. See, He said there's some false teachers come in. He's talking about some false teachers. Those that come in unawares and they're trying to tear down that foundation. Not the foundations, praise God. The foundations is the world is already in shatters. But He said there's a foundation, praise God, that's sure this morning. And pray God we can build upon it for the glory of God and He'll get all the praise. Bless His holy name. So we see that foundation that's laid. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ. He tells in verse 13, He said, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and delivered us from power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. I want to say that translation took place by His dear Son. It was by the Lord Jesus Christ that we were brought into the family of God. Amen. Praise God that we were reconciled unto Him. Praise His holy name. He said, in whom we have redemption. That word redemption means to be bought back, to be purchased by price. Amen. What price was that, preacher? The price the Lord Jesus had given when He gave Himself on the cross of Calvary for your sins and mine. Bless His holy name, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Praise God. He said we have that blessed hope because we have a foundation. That foundation that's in the Lord, praise God. In the Lord Jesus Christ, in our Savior, He tells us in verse 13, 14. In the God Almighty, the eternal God that He tells us in verse 15, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Amen. He's a part of that He gives us, praise God. That foundation is Jesus part of it, the Savior. And the foundation is God eternal as the God of heaven who's there for us, praise God. And not only that, He said He's the creator. He said, for by Him were all things created, verse 16, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him, what? And for Him. Amen. Everything we see. Somebody was talking about, I believe it was this morning, or maybe it was yesterday, about this, talking about somebody that said they was an unbeliever, that they didn't believe. I'm going to say, glory to God, one day they'll believe. The Bible says one day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. I praise God. I'm just going to bow today and confess Him. I'm going to praise Him, praise God, because I have hope in my foundation this morning. Bless His holy name. Not only is He creator, but the Bible also says He's the head of the church. Verse 18, the Bible says, and He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He may have the preeminence. Amen. That He would have that preeminence, that we would give ourselves, we'd offer ourselves to Him because He is that head. Amen. Praise God. See, I'm not the head of the church. I'm the under shepherd. I'm the one God put here to share His Word, to tell you the truth about Him. Amen. He said these deceivers that's crept in unaware and they're trying to spread lies about God. Amen. But I'm glad this morning there's a God of heaven that'll tell you the truth. Amen. So that we can make an informed decision just to follow Him. Bless His holy name. So not only God the Creator, but He's also God the head of church. In other words, He's that perfect foundation. Amen. He's that perfect foundation. There's nothing wrong with it. It's forever settled, praise God. It's not moving. It's that chief cornerstone. It's that foundation stone, praise God, in what we need, who we have in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise God. He's the one that we preach. He's the one that we talk about. He's the one that we lift up. Because He is our salvation. He is our Lord. He's the King of Kings. Amen. He's the Lord of our lives. Amen. He's that first fruit from the dead. Praise God. Bless His holy name. He's that perfect one. So we see that hope that we have before you, that hope that we have beneath you, but He's also that hope that you have in you. Amen. You realize today if you've been born again, praise God, that there's a hope in you. Praise God. It's a motivational hope that God puts inside us. Amen. There's something motivates us. Amen. Hey, something motivates you to get up and come to the house of God this morning. I know if you're a kid here today, you say, well, I come because Mama made me. Amen. Yeah, but she makes you go to school too because it's for your learning, so you won't be a dummy. Amen? Because if it's left up to us, Jacob, we'd just be big dummies. But mama loves us enough, praise God. She got us up, fed us breakfast, and sends us to school. So we come to church, praise God, so we can know about Him, we can learn of Him, we can be knowledgeable of God, so we won't be dummies. But we'll be settled on a foundation, praise God, that's sure. Amen. We'll be established with Christ in us, that hope of glory. So that hope is what motivates us today. That's why we come, that's why we do what we do. That's why we tell people about Jesus. That's why we try to live right before God. Amen. Now I won't say it's still not wrong to do right. It's never wrong to do right, and it's time to do right now. The Lord's fixing to come get us, praise God, and we need to be ready. So what Paul's are telling here said the hope that we have is a hope of the Lord coming. It's a hope of heaven. Amen. Heaven is a real place where real people go. How many believe that? Throw it way up high. You believe heaven's a real place where real people go. Amen. Praise God. You can put it down. Amen. I'm glad that I've seen about everybody in here. But I want to ask a question. Is everybody in here saved today? Amen. Praise God. If you're not, praise God, today would be a good day to get saved. If you ain't saved, praise God, if you ain't trusting Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and His resurrection, that He shed His blood for you, you'll miss that place that He's going to prepare for you. She said, you say, well, why would He prepare a place for me if you don't know I'm coming or not? Praise God, He makes provision for all of us. He's a whosoever will Savior. Amen. He don't neglect, He don't overlook nobody, but He makes provision for us all so that we all might be saved. Amen. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. He said, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. But you see, He put a maybe in there. He may be, praise God, if you accept Him, you'll take that offering that He gives you, praise God, you can be with Him forever. You can enjoy that place. You can have the hope, amen, right now, today, in Christ Jesus as your Savior. I wouldn't put it off. I wouldn't wait. That's what the devil will tell you to do. He'll say, just wait till tomorrow. Don't get saved today. Wait till tomorrow. But you know what? We don't know that we have tomorrow. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Today's the day to accept and believe what Jesus done for you on the cross of Calvary. Amen. So that you might be saved. Amen. So that you might live a life, praise God. That's that hope that we have in us. Amen. There's something down inside me that's in the very innermost part of my being that gives me blessed assurance. Amen. I have a hope. I know what my granddaddy's talking about. Amen. I remember when I told him I got saved. Amen. Glory be to God. I heard him shout and praise God. Amen. I could just hear him. Praise God. He got hope. Amen. Praise God. Told grandma, she told him, and my grandma's name was Levita. He said, so what did he say? He said, he got saved, praise God. Born again, glory to God. I can see him pull out that handkerchief and give it another glory wave. Amen. Boy got hope, praise God. My granny granddaddy died 95 years old. Amen. Ended up losing his leg, one of his legs below his knee. I'll never forget it. I was over there one morning, and I said, how are you? I said, I don't know, son. I said, my legs are hurting. I said, he had his right leg cut off and at the knee. I said, your left? And he said, no, my right one. It was gone. He had it cut off, but he said his leg was a hurting him. Amen. He still had those phantom pains. But glory be to God, I want to say this morning that he's well in heaven. He's got good legs. He ain't got no pain. He's rejoicing around the throne of God, praising the Lord today for that blessed opportunity he had to be a child of the King. Amen. He had a blessed hope. It wasn't just a cliche. It wasn't some word, praise God, that he used flippantly, but it was a word of hope, a word of peace, a word of assurance. Amen. Praise God. Listen, youngins, we ought to be able to go out in the world and tell the whole world, praise God, I have hope in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Amen. That hope that we have in Him. Because see, heaven is a real place. Heaven is a real destination. Amen. If you believe and you trust in the Lord, praise God, heaven one day will be your home. Amen. Praise God. One day, Brother Kevin, we're going to outstrip this old body, this old world, praise God, and we're going to go be with Jesus. But until then, praise God, we just stand with hope. It's that hope within us, praise God. That hope that's written in you. It has an effect on you. Let me show you. 1 Peter chapter 1 talks about that effect that that sweet hope has on us. In 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3, he said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope." By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, He said He's given us a living hope. See, we don't have a dead hope. Amen. The world may have a dead hope, but we have a living hope, which is Christ Jesus, the righteous, praise God. He rose from the dead so that we could rise from death also. Amen. I've told you before, I don't worry about dying. I do my best to worry about living. And living for Lord Jesus Christ all the days of my life, I might be found well-pleasing to Him. Amen. But He gives us this lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now watch this. To what? To an inheritance, verse 4, incorruptible. Amen. I mean that it's death-proof. I've told you this before. There's no death in our resurrection that we have, praise God. Because this old body will lay down, but our soul will go to be with God who gave it. And undefiled, praise God. That means it's sin-proof. Amen. Glory to God. And that fadeth not away. Time won't affect it. Reserved in heaven for you. Now watch this. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. Ready to be revealed in the last time. Amen. I want to say hope is a whole lot more than a cliche. Hope is an absolute certainty that we have in our lives. That praise God, I have the hope in my heart. That one day in a little while, I'm going to see my Savior. Amen. Is that the hope you have today? That one day in a little while, you're going to see. And he said, this promise, this hope we have, he said, it's kept, it's guarded by God. Amen. What does that mean to you this morning? What does that mean to me? That means, Brother Victor, that I'm in His hand. And He's keeping me. See, if I had to keep me, I'd be worried about me. Amen. If you had to keep you, you'd be worried about you. And you may be here this morning, you're trying to keep yourself on the straight and narrow. I want to say you'll fail miserably in an attempt. But I want to say when we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and we love Him with all our heart, our mind, our soul, our strength, He gets us in His hand. He gets us by the head just like a little child crossing a street. He holds us by the head and He sees us safe to the other side. That's what my God's promised to do me, praise God. That's my hope today. It's far more than a cliche. It's not just some word that I throw around lightly, that I take lightly, praise God. It's an absolute truth of my heart. It's in the very fiber of my being. What I believe is that faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that God has got me. Praise God, and I'm glad He does. See, if I was counting on holding on to Him, I might slip off. I might become too weak to hold on. But praise God, I'm glad He's got me. He said, I'm in my Father's hand. And He said, no man can pluck you out of the Father's hand. Amen. If we'll just receive Him, to commit to Him, love Him, receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Praise God, you have that hope before you. You have that hope beneath you. You have that hope, praise God, that's within you if you've been born again. Paul closes out in verse 1, in chapter 1, verse 27. He said, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. He said, it's Christ that's inside of us that gives us that hope of glory. I want to ask you a question this morning. Is Christ in you today? Do you have the hope of glory living in your heart? Amen. You say, preacher, how do you know? Do you love people? He said, the way we know we're saved, he said, we love each other. Amen. Do we try to do a little better every day? Amen. Do we try to stand upon that solid foundation the Lord Jesus Christ has given us? That foundation of truth and righteousness? Amen. Unpersuaded, praise God, but persuaded that God Almighty is real? Amen. Hope this morning, it's more than a cliche. It's a real thing. And I hope everybody in here today has hope, has your hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, looking for that glorious day of His appearing when we'll be with Him where He is. But unto then, we need that hope. Amen. We'll need that hope in the days ahead like we've never needed it before. Amen. Churches everywhere is falling apart. Talked to a lady yesterday evening. She said, you know, all the churches around here, they said they're just going away. Said the church she attends, they've got one little girl and it's all they've got. One little girl is all they have in that church. He said, well, preacher, what's the matter with that? That means that's a dying church. Amen. If we don't have children in a church, if children don't grow up and stay part of church, then they're going to let their church die. You young people, listen to me. It's important, praise God, that you stay in the church. You stay in your church. You stay in this church. You stay in faithful to the Lord. Because if not, you're going to let the gospel die. You're going to let your church die. Amen. It's important for every one of us to stay faithful to the Lord. Amen. So that our church don't die. But these churches all around the country. Why? Because they've lost the foundation. They started looking for foundations. Amen. This gimmick and that gimmick, pray, instead of just staying with the Word of God. That truth of the Lord Jesus Christ and His death, burial, and His resurrection. That He died, He lived, He died, and He got up, praise God, victorious over death and the grave. If you don't have victory over death and the grave, you don't have to worry about dying, praise God. Just receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You follow Him, praise God, and He gives you that blessed hope. And it won't be a cliche, praise God. It'll be the real thing. And you can go around, shout it, and tell people about it. Be proud of it. Amen. Everywhere you go. Bless His holy name. Stand with me this morning.